The fallout continues from the failure of Silicon Valley Bank. Customers are rushing to try to get their deposits out after the bank was taken over by regulators Friday. We're still learning the full scope of Silicon Valley's collapse. WBUR's Beth Healy joins us to talk about it. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Just to start, who has been most affected by the collapse? In other words, who were Silicon Valley Bank's customers?
So this is a bank that was known for courting high-tech companies and venture capital-backed startups, and that sector has been stunned by the bank's collapse. But we learned that there's more. It turns out the bank also had many nonprofit customers in Greater Boston, like community development groups and charter schools, and they're feeling the pain too.
That's surprising, right? Why were these groups banking at Silicon Valley?
So back in 2021, Silicon Valley Bank acquired Boston Private Bank and Trust. That was a bank that catered to wealthy people, business owners, nonprofits, and it turns out, charter schools.
Huh. So what does this mean for those schools?
At least a dozen charter schools in the Boston area have accounts and loans with Silicon Valley Bank. At the Excel Academy Charter Schools, they're in East Boston, Chelsea, and North Providence. CEO Owen Stern says everyone in that world is rethinking which banks to trust and how to spread money around to keep it safe.
You know, quickly pivots to like, okay, you know, where should our money be right now? It's not just SVB. It's, you know, the whole system seems to be under threat right now.
Hmm. What about other customers? What did they say?
We talked to folks who run community development corporations. Many of them develop affordable housing and provide other services to residents. They had loans with Boston Private that Silicon Valley took over. Now, if regulators succeed in finding a buyer for the failed bank, an even bigger institution would likely inherit the loans. So lots of people in affordable housing are worried this is going to cause a lot of upheaval at a time when the city's in dire need of housing. Here's what Kimberly Lyle had to say. She's chief executive of Dorchester Bay Economic Development.
The reality is that Silicon Valley Bank has loaned money to housing projects in California, in Massachusetts, potentially elsewhere, right? The impacts are so much bigger than the tech ecosystem.
So what's next for the bank's customers?
First, everybody's still working to get their money out as quickly as they can, and they're waiting to see who might take over the bank or if it gets broken up into pieces. It's going to be a big change for legions of tech entrepreneurs and nonprofits.
WBUR's Beth Healy, thank you so much for keeping us up to date on this.
Thanks for having me.